Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault. The following presentation takes place at the 2009 Minnesota Summit to Prevent Sexual Violence. Bobby Cordano, the interim president at the Center for Healthcare Innovation, discusses how community health improvement initiatives can be made possible.
There's a huge amount of consensus in this room, and the kind of collaboration that I could see that would make a community health improvement initiative possible. And what we look for in community health improvement initiatives is the flow. You think about prevention, and you think about where did it start. And our part is how can we as a healthcare provider intersect on the prevention end, and then all the way through the care process, there are perpetrators and or survivors. Then when they come through our process, what do they need? How do we make sure they get what they need? And when you leave and you go back into the community, how do we make sure the community continues to provide what's needed? Okay, I'm thinking to myself, what would that look like? How would you imagine a partnership with all the players in this room where we could get some funding to look at public health, family, you know, individuals, the family? That's the question I think I have for this group. I know that we at Alina would be very interested in a conversation and thinking about this really public health issue. And as a healthcare provider, we recognize that there are huge costs that are unrecognized. I think that's a question I would throw back to this group and invite broader conversation after this is over about what would it look like. I think there is some work that could be done, and I'm very excited about this summit and want to congratulate all of you for this great work.
Bobby's remarks are followed by a statement from Patty Wetterling from the Sexual Violence Prevention Unit in the Department of Health.
We would love to have sexual violence prevention be part of all of this healthcare discussion that's going on. It clearly can be, as everyone has said, cost savings, and it is certainly a life-saving event. So I welcome discussion, and I salute you for offering that. There's already policies that are going on that we can tag on to. We're not trying to recreate or start from scratch here. It's trying to tie in and trying to put prevention on the table, trying to include the words sexual violence. Don't just kind of tie it in, oh, we got that with domestic violence. You got to say the words sexual violence. It's got to be named before we can find solutions. So thank you. I welcome the discussion.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.